Podcasts are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
Talking to Jesus, Lauren.
I'm sorry. My stomach, I ran out of Dramamine.
I know. Take some. You need Pepcid.
I had Pepcid and Pepto.
Well, you need to be freebasing it. You need to be freebasing.
Should I bring it in the booth? I already tied myself in.
I mean, I'm getting the clapping. You need to be freebasing Pepcid.
Smoking it.
Okay, because I'm trying to tell you something real, and you're like, a dragon is coming out of you, and you know how I feel about dragons. I don't like them. This feels like very fantasy film. I hate it. The point is, I don't understand people who are not on antidepressants.
It's weird.
I don't get those people, and I don't think I don't. I have a strong mistrust of them.
Yes.
If you are over the age of 22,
you should be depressed.
You should be scared. You should have already had a major meltdown, you should have hit a depressive episode and you never really got out of it and you need medication. And if you're not
and
on
guess what? If you didn't, it's coming.
You know what? If you are over the age of 22, not on an SSRI, not on an SNRI, I'm on an SNRI. Just an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe.
I don't.
You're hiding something.
And if you were on one for like a few months and then you got off for like a decade and you're like, and I'm fine now, get back on right now. I don't care how good you feel.
You always need to be on medication.
Agreed.
Unless it's like you have to stop taking it for other health issues. I'm allergic to SSRIs. Like, I broke it in hives.
Really?
I broke out in hives and I wanted to walk into traffic. I wanted to do that anyway, which is why I was on an SSRI. But I broke out in hives and they were like, oh, you're like really allergic. We have to take you. Like, you can't be in any of the SSRI. Like, this is
I'm so sorry.
Go. Do you have any foil and a pipe, a crack pipe?
You can just burp me.
I don't know how to. I know. No, oh my God. I think I still, okay. Honestly, we still have Ruby's bottles from when she was an infant. The ones, they're the really expensive ones that Dr. Brown's
had. The reflux one. Yeah. Wesley had those too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to drink out of those. I think
Ruby,
I drink too fast.
Ruby has GERD. Like, she burps all the time. That was also in her speech, like, overview. It was like, she burps a lot. I'm like, I know. We have to, like, crush up Pepcid.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to have to do it with you. Honestly, yeah.
Telling you, I'm at the top dosage of like omeprazole every day. Like, you
don't
know,
take,
I'm
well. That one gives you dementia.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Okay, I'll switch to and blue ones.
That's omeprazole. Because that's a PPI. I know too many things.
There's
about
a different PPI I prefer, but it's a little more expensive.
The one that starts
L.
I don't know. They're all kind of doing the same thing, but I take Pepcid, which is a completely different class of drugs.
I switch to Pepcid sometimes. Here at Bravo Breakdowns, we are passionate about mental health. And speaking of mental health, there are a lot of ladies who need to get on SSRIs and SNRIs. And that is the cast of season 5 of Real Housewives of Orange County. We are covering part 2 today. But first, there's a whole new set of ladies who also need to be on medication. First, we're going to cover the new episode of Orange County. Shannon's on SSRI, right? That's probably part of her work she's on Zoloft.
She's definitely not getting like an endorse. Like, she won't be endorsing the product anytime soon.
No, she's such old money that, like, I bet her family's like,
we don't want anyone on Zoloft.
Yeah, like, Zoloft is for the weak.
I would like to see like a sponsored post for any influencer for Zoloft. That would be so great. I don't need to see your
Big Pharma is so corrupt already. Like, why not just start getting influencers?
Yes.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
No one will think less of you than we already do.
No, I'd rather hear about what medication's working for your brain than like whatever khaki pants you got on Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. Although I love a khaki.
I do too. A khaki pant with a SSRI cocktail.
Ooh.
Done.
Done.
Well, I'm allergic, but yeah.
What's yeah, going I always on? Want to look like a Laura Dern in Jurassic Park. I love a cat.
I love her.
I love her. Okay. So yeah, so this week we were really blessed with Orange County season 18 this week. Not only did we get a fresh spankin' new ep, we got a second weird like recap episode, and we got the mid-season trailer. So we're gonna talk about all three.
Oh, wait, I haven't even watched the mid-season trailer.
Oh, maybe we'll watch it on the air.
Okay.
I'll tell it to you. I'll recount it.
Okay. Recountess Luann it to me.
Recountess Luann, yes. I'll sing you a cabaret of the trailer. Okay, so we finished up this episode, the two cast trips. So we've got the Gina, Emily, Heather,
thank
Shannon
God
trip.
For that.
Yeah. This episode was way less chaotic than the last one, in my opinion. So Gina and Emily have like what felt like a very fake fight to me on the tennis court.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gina tries to like escape and can't.
Okay. Also, we've got to stop with pickleball. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I won't do it. It's not a thing. Stop trying to make it a thing.
Yeah.
It's like fetch.
Yeah. Although pickleball, I've heard that like, I mean, it's I have no eye-hand coordination. I was not blessed in that department, but I heard once you play, you're like, oh, I get it now. I'm hooked.
Okay. Well, I don't need to see it on my TV screens. I'm not done. I'm like, I see it on every Bravo show. I'm done.
It's the flappers party of sports.
It's the flappers like, no party, more. But now they're having to work out and not drink. No, get it off of my screen.
Thank you.
Get it off of my screen.
I like that Heather Dubrow is on our side and she's like, sports,
I'm not doing
whatever.
That. No, yeah. I'm going to sit here and drink champagne and be rich and judge you people. This is what I want
whatever.
On TV.
This ball's too far.
You go pretend you're blue collar and do something working.
Exactly. The blue collar sports of tennis and golf and
very blue collar to me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Which is, that's fine, but I don't want to see it on a housewife show.
Same. Do you like it more or less than all of the yoga and aerial yoga scenes we used to
see? Okay. I'll like an aerial yoga. That's funny because you could get sick.
That's true. They
and like people spinning in the air. That's kind of fun. You know, people just like kind of playing tennis.
Yeah. No thanks.
Anyway, I would get in a fight with you too if you had me go play pickleball. So maybe
I would never do that to you ever.
Oh, I know. Hanger.
I would maybe try to get you to see a movie.
You have gotten me to see a movie. I never forgave you for it.
It was so fun. We saw Megan.
Oh, that was a fun movie.
It was such a fun experience
Megan
seeing
Pink
it in theaters.
Edmund. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wish she would make a
movie. I would see her in theaters. That I would go to opening day.
I'm telling you, like, this is just going to be kind of a off the hinges one because we have had big weeks and a lot to vent. But, like, they're missing out not making a, like, Housewives reality TV style movie with all of the camp and humor and editing of Housewives. Like, the fact that Jennifer Lawrence is making a drama Pretty Little Lies version, will it do better on TV because people love those dramatic miniseries? Yes. Will it be as fun for viewers? Not at all.
Maybe
someone
not.
Needs to make a funny one.
We do like Jennifer Lawrence. We're big fans of J-Law. You know, because she like farts and she like falls down when she gets Oscars.
But here's the thing. She actually walks the walk. Like she is that cool,
she's
relatable girl.
She's a big Bravo girly.
She's a big Bravo girly, a big supporter. And I went to drama school with her assistant who was like her best friend. And she's now her co-producer and like a very rich lady. So
I like that.
Yeah.
She's
relatable.
Loyal.
Yeah, exactly. Enough
she stays
to, like,
loyal.
Yeah. Really be nice to her best friend and give her a
So speaking of people who don't stay loyal to their best friends, I'm not going to talk about Gina and Emily. Like I know. I'm like, you know what?
Okay. Let's get to the Tamara of it all.
Okay. Finally. Okay. Tamara and Shannon have a dinner.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go well. And so I liked that.
Yeah. It was fun to watch. Jen, like, finally, like, sits down Tamara and is like, you are being such a bitch.
You are such a bitch. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, the way that Tamara is trying to defend her actions, it's like, actually, this isn't a defense.
It does not make sense.
This doesn't make any sense. You can't say this in a court of law. You can't even say that on, like, the Housewives court of law, where pretty much anything is, you can, goes down. But it's like, indefensible. Like, you...
Like when Jen is sitting you down and
she's
saying,
"She's a voice of reason. She's never had a credit card. Okay, yeah. She's getting evicted. She's, you know, she's got hair that she can't afford. She's getting evicted. Never had a credit card. Can't
and
tell you
she's
what Ryan
the one who's
does.
Like this
is
dog
something.
Don't
this
run.
Is suspect. This yeah. is a little suspect.
Yeah,
we should all be worried but thrilled by what's happening.
Yeah, yeah." Alexis was like so reminding us why she's a top tier housewife this episode
she's
with her
so
like
bananas.
Stream of conscious thought about like, well, I used
the
to
Red Bull.
They're like, do you want some coffee? And she's like, well, see, I used to love my coffee, except for the past 2 weeks I've been not having my coffee. I've been having Red Bull, but then I think I'm going to switch to coffee. And they're like, sorry, do you want coffee? And like talking about menopause
what?
And like, is she gonna
wait,
have a
no, but they were
crazy.
Like, I'm sorry, like, yeah, she's like, I think I'm sorry, yeah, like, it's crazy. She's like, I think I'm starting menopause, much like, okay, honestly, this episode is much like Alexis Bellino's monologue about Red Bull because it's pretty wild already,
yeah,
but also great show.
Oh, yeah, and very like, well, we'll get to Pretty Wild. I do want to talk about Pretty Wild and how similar it is to Lynn Curtin's family, but stay tuned
oh
for that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can you imagine those girls on Pretty Wild? But I still want Alexis Nears and her heroin addiction. What's happening? Alexis drinks a Red Bull and thinks that that's the reason she's starting menopause is
yes,
the point of
it's
her monologue.
Crazy. And then she gets a call from Johnny J and oh she my. Is in hysterics about it. She is freaking out. She's throwing herself on
she's
beds.
Very, she's very much trying to do Heather from Salt Lake when she gets the call about
yes.
confirming all this stuff with Reality Vontae's Monica.
Yes. But are you kidding me?
Are you yeah. kidding me? I can't talk about it right now, but she makes sure the camera is there for her having mm-hmm. a very physical reaction to what
yeah.
Johnny J has just divulged again about Shannon.
Yeah. And like,
this man just
like,
only tells all of Shannon's deepest, darkest secrets to Alexis. Like, I get it. She's your new girlfriend and that's your ex-girlfriend. But if my husband was talking about his ex as often as Johnny J talks about Shannon, I would blow my brains out. And his,
yeah.
and then hers.
Yeah.
I would just say,
and it's also, and so, it's so funny how she draws the line on this one. She's like, shared bank statements. She's
yeah.
talked about this Ring camera footage that is going to destroy her life.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she's gotten so in the nitty gritty. And then they're like Katie's like, I'm sorry, what did Johnny J say to you that made you
yeah.
flip out like that? And she's like,
I can't
that's
say.
Not my story to tell. I can't
it's
say.
Johnny's. Yeah, I can't say. Somebody bring me a Red Bull or a coffee. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
I'm either about to have a 5 month long period
or
I'm never going to have one again.
Yeah. But we do. So I do what I do like from Katie. This made me like her is like clearly Alexis and Johnny J wanted to draw out what Shannon did the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And the cast of OC was on board.
I know.
Which makes me mad. So when Katie meets up with Emily after the trip and just says, oh, apparently Johnny J has like a Ring camera footage of Shannon almost running over his daughter.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, thank God. And now I'm on board with Katie.
Yeah.
Thank you,
she's
Katie.
She's just like, yeah, just like, let's just say the thing. Which if there is footage of that, that's not great. And it makes me think that there really is probably footage of that because they would have omitted that from the episode if there was not, or like Shannon would be countersuing for defamation if there wasn't actually footage of Shannon almost running over Johnny J's daughter. Also, they famously in my house, famously to me, just me, maybe Lauren, Shannon never got along with Johnny J's daughter. And like, one time Shannon was out at dinner and saw John Jansen's daughter and they got it. And Shannon was very intoxicated and they got in a huge screaming match. And I think mm-hmm. it might've been The Quiet Woman, actually.
It was. And then
yeah.
there's footage of Shannon being escorted out, but she claimed it was just because the bar closed.
Yeah.
But it's like, if we don't hate her after that, and if we don't hate her after endangering Archie, sorry guys, it's not going to happen.
It's not gonna happen. Stop trying to make hating
you.
Shannon happen. It's not fetch.
It's not fetch, honey. Like it's pickleball. It's
yeah,
not
it's
gonna
pickleball.
Happen.
It's just it's not fetch. And Shannon is fetch.
Yeah.
Fetch, Archie.
Be cool. The cops are here. Fetch, Archie.
Yeah, be cool. Fetch. This is so unhinged. This is so Alexis Bellino. I don't even know her fucking last name. What's Jesus Jugs coded?
Yeah. Lexi J.
Lexi J. First name Lexi, last name J.
So let's talk a little bit about, did you watch any of that bonus episode?
I did not. No, I did not watch the bonus.
It's so weird. It's like, yeah, I couldn't finish it. It's like a The Hills style recap where Katie's like, yep, that's me. I bet you're all thinking, what am I doing here? And we're like,
none of the other cast wanted to narrate. That's what I think. If Gina,
they could pay her the least.
Gina declines, that's really bad.
It's bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Jen was not available. Like, yes, she needs money.
Yeah, yeah, she needs any kind of like SAG voiceover.
Yeah, Jen doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
Just let Jen do it.
But Katie does it in her trademark monotone, and it is like kind of camp. And you know what excites me? It makes me think they have so many first-time viewers this season that they needed to do like a, this is Vicky, by the way, the person you've seen in some of these scenes, and then that's Tamara. Like, so I was like, okay, well, we're getting some new viewers, baby. And finally, the mid-season trailer, which I will narrate for you as
I want to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up.
Do we have, like, a share screen option on this dumb app?
Let's see. I think we do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, share screen.
Do you have it pulled up or I was on YouTube?
Yeah, do you see it?
Okay, no.
Do you see my screen?
Well, hold on. I'm just... Where would I see it?
I shared my screen.
Would it be in chat? Jason, if you don't edit all of this talking about where
okay, here it is.
There. Okay. We'll watch it together.
No,
we'll get a live reaction. This is exciting. I think the kids on TikTok like
reactions. I have that I've never had, and I'm safe.
Ask her about the FBI.
Oh, no.
This is the biggest scandal out there. He could go to prison.
You talked about him being a bookie? Better f***ing shut your mouth.
Why? Is he gonna put a hit on me?
Nobody knows who the real Ryan is.
And I feel really pretty. Yeah.
Still to come this season on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Woo, 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 woo!
Move it, Chubby.
Well, this is like when I meet meatballs.
You shared meatballs with Shannon.
You also shared sauce.
Hello, Alexis.
I am hosting a trip to Europe and you are not invited.
Ah, hold on! Why?
Hello,
tea.
Get a good profile.
Why, Shannon? Why?
Knock, knock.
Want to give me a hug?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ryan bashed Tamara and Eddie.
The guy is a scumbag.
He's such a baby bitch.
You're a bitch.
Are you really speaking like this?
Gina hung you out to dry.
Do you think they're calling me a liar?
You are a liar.
This is bullshit, you bitch.
What?
John Jansen just showed up.
Hi. Are you kidding me right now?
Respect my f***ing relationship.
This guy's a piece of shit.
Her hate comes from jealousy and insecurity.
Leave my family alone.
Wait. No!
I'm f***ing out.
Shannon, the door!
I'll take an Uber.
You know what?
Alexis Bellino is perfect for John Jansen.
Passive-aggressive.
That was aggressive-aggressive.
Nothing passive about that one.
I'm wet.
Insane. I'm drenched. But not like vaginally. Like, I'm dry, but like, I'm sweating.
And sweat. Yeah. And I'm sweat. So excited that Tamara, you know, I thought I was about to count the old gal out, but she's very smart to switch her targets midseason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a wise move. And yeah, go after Ryan like you did last season.
Yeah.
We all like that.
Okay. I do like the FBI hat.
FBI hat.
Okay. Do you remember whenever I saw that, the FBI thing, I think of those like shirts that were like big in like the 90s that said FBI, but it was like
female body inspector.
Me too.
Wait, so I want to look up what exactly did Ryan do?
What did Ryan do?
It was like a fraud case. I don't know what had to do with gambling.
I just didn't think he ever did anything, like anything at all ever.
He's linked to the Shohei Ohtani gambling scheme.
Oh, which I don't know much about.
So it was involving the former interpreter for the Japanese Dodgers player, Shohei Ohtani. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that.
No, that's correct.
He Mizuhara his interpreter pled guilty.
Shit.
He stole nearly $17 million from Otani's bank account and used the money to pay off illegal gambling debts.
$17 million is so much money.
How did he not think he would get cut? And he wired the money to Ryan. Two people, one of them was Ryan.
Mm. That's how he could afford that fancy pedicure of his. This yeah, episode.
Oh my God, their pedicures with their Malibu rum.
Malibu, double Malibu rum.
So weird.
Disgusting.
That's even weirder than the gambling.
Yeah, that's more suspect than getting like wire transfers for $17 million. That's just like Housewives, baby. Yes. Paging Erica Jane.
Yeah. You know, and I'll say this about OC, as mean as Tamara is, it's like at least we are talking about these crimes. Like, unlike Beverly Hills, which won't talk about
actual literal crimes.
So won't talk about it's like, at least, yeah, Tamara's mean, but at least she is doing the business of being.
Yeah.
What?
And wearing a hat that says FBI. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. But also, so Alexis doesn't get to go on the cast trip. I like that.
Well, it seems like Alexis.
No, she should have been.
Wait, was that text message to Alexis? I thought it was to Shannon.
Oh, I don't. I thought it was Alexis. I'm hosting a trip and Alexis isn't invited. I'm hosting a girls trip to Europe.
Okay, good. Because there's like images of Shannon there, so I thought it was.
But I didn't see.
It would be weird if Alexis was hosting the trip. She's a friend of like.
Yeah,
they would
but
make
it
her pay
looks
for
like
it.
She wasn't invited to London.
Good. Yeah. Well, that's what she gets. I love how Johnny J, like, into like his appearance is like the finale episode. Like, look who's
and then
Shannon's
like, they Alexis deserves John Jansen deserves Alexis or whatever she says.
And everyone's like, whoa,
what does that mean? That's mean compared to everything else heinous that's been transpiring. Like, nobody's looks good. Oh, yeah. Actually, you know who looks really good this trailer is Heather Dubrow, who's like, I don't give a fuck about that bitch.
I've got tea on that.
You never get to see Heather go off the rails like that. Her hair is not perfectly flawed.
Slicked back. Yeah.
She didn't take her SSRI that day. I can tell you that for free.
She's a housewife I think is on an SSRI.
Oh, yeah.
So I have more tea on the boring paparazzi story that Heather is being, you know, Heather is like she would fit in on Beverly Hills because she does keep a lot of secrets and stuff. But
she's just not boring enough.
Yeah, she's just funny is the difference. But she, the reason that she's so mad about the paparazzi accusation is because remember that tabloid and like blind items were leaked about Terry cheating on her? That's why they set up the paparazzi session, but somehow Heather has managed to keep all of that talk off camera, and most people don't even know about that, like, you know, Terry cheating rumors, which, like, I don't know.
Was that the season when they talked about getting divorced? And then Terry told everyone at dinner, like, I brought up divorce to Heather. She was like, what the fuck?
I mean, that was all staged, I feel like.
I know, but it was funny. I like when Terry does stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, he Terry does need to rogue. Genuinely piss her off. Yeah. But no, this was like, this was in the off season of Orange County. This was like, you know, 8 months ago or something.
Oh, so it was probably
and
real.
So that's why.
But it reminds me, we don't have Terry this season. Where is he?
Yeah, I could use more. Well, it's probably because she's keeping him off camera because she doesn't want that rumor to come up.
Or is it because he had that stroke?
Oh, didn't he? Is this a second stroke? I feel like he had
another stroke. He had the one stroke, but she talks about it this season. I guess because she had talked about it at the reunion. I don't know what's going on. Shannon's a drunk. We haven't even talked about her dinner with Shannon. Tamara. Shannon with Tamara. Damn it.
Yeah. I mean, dinner. I think we covered it.
They go to sparkling water. It goes badly. And, then Shannon's like, why would you call me an alcoholic? Like, you drink too or something. And then Tamara's like, well, I've never run my car into a house. And then that's when Shannon.
Like, I need to take a moment.
I need a minute. She goes to the bathroom. Is there anything better? Is there anything more exciting on television than when Shannon Bedore has to excuse herself to a bathroom?
To hyperventilate.
And at a restaurant because she's having a fucking
panic
meltdown.
Attack.
Yeah, she's having a panic queen. Attack. So she's like, I gotta go to the bathroom and yell.
The queen
and
of misery.
Stall. Yeah.
And I love that she's so smart that she knows, like, it's enough for us to watch her buttons get pressed. She doesn't even need to be mean. She doesn't even, she like said to Tamara, basically like, I could talk about a lot of times you were drunk too, but I'm not going to. And then Tamara immediately says, you ran into a house. And and Shannon's like, nope,
well, I'm just going to go run into a bathroom stall. Bye.
That's just as good of TV as me getting down and dirty with you. Mm-hmm. And it's the same approach that Vicky took in season 5. So we will be right back after this, cover part 2 of season 5 of Real Housewives of Orange County from 2009. If you want to go listen to part 1 first, but you know, it's not like The Wire. Like, you can probably still follow along if you missed part 1.
Watch your step.
We'll be right back.
That's
on
from
that.
The Wire. It's the song.
Yeah. These girls are having a break. All right. This is part 2 of our season 5 recap. It's the last 8 episodes of the season. And I would call this part 2, Vicky Gunvalson teaches you how to survive the recession. I think that's kind of like the overarching theme of this back half. So turn to page 69, students, a quick history lesson. I did
history.
Some research for this one. History. The history of the world. So summer 2008, that's when season 4 was filmed. Oops, my shirt. And it was known as the Summer of Delusion. So basically, like, this was when all of these people who were borrowing money, taking out a lot of loans, borrowing, you know, from Peter to pay Paul, basically all the housewives. They were still enjoying the fruits of their labor, even though the financial crisis was 2007 to 2008, but the fall of the economy was the fall of 2008. And that's when it all came crashing down. That's when the housing bubble burst. It's like why Gina, like, because she was a realtor, had to leave the show. It's why everyone is poor this season, especially Lynn, whose husband is a real estate developer and also like maybe a grifter. We'll get into it. Once those corrective banking regulations came down, people thought they would still be able to do what they were doing, moving money around, but they were not. And we really see the effects of that this season, especially in the Curtin family, because like Vicky says, you can't spend money you don't have anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of like, if you've seen the movie The Big Short, she's like the Margot Robbie in a bathtub style narrator, of like why her castmates are all unemployed idiots right now in this economy. And for once, she is a little bit the voice of reason by having a job.
Yeah. By having a job that she, you know, goes to. So, but also that job makes her neglect, like, you know, the people in her life. Including like call times, like including her cast members.
Castmates.
Like, it's fine. Like, you have, like, if you're a housewife, like, of course you have to let your marriage go by the wayside. And of course you don't have a great relationship with your children. But you got to show up for call times, Vicky. And she's like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, there's an episode this season where it's like Alexis has people over, like all the girls over to like cook, you know, cook. But it's like 3 in the afternoon or 1 in the afternoon. Vicky's like, no, I have work. I'm not going to show up and cook at Alexis's house at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah. And also, like, yeah, to be fair, the housewives were making $150,000 each at this time, like
not
per
bad.
Season. So it's like, I guess she was raking in that much, you know, insurance selling wise, but still it was wise of her to be prudent. It was wise to be prudent. Gotta be prudent. Dana Carvey,
and she
George
is
Bush,
prudent.
She's prudent.
Our Princess Prudence.
Our Princess Prudence. So Vicky is admired by all of the women in this back half for her work ethic and basically nothing else. Like, people are saying a lot of, like, oh, Vicky, what I do admire about her is her work ethic. She does work hard.
She works hard. I don't think she's a great mom. I don't think she's a good wife.
Yes. Nice friend, any of that.
No, in fact, we're going to talk about how they all really hate her later. And they say this in front of Brianna, which is great.
Yes. Part of the reason that, they're annoyed with her is because she really puts them down. She's like, all these women around me, they wake up at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. They work out for 4 hours. They get in bed at 8 p.m. I'm like, whose day is that? I mean, maybe Lynn because of her Xanax addiction, but that's like 5 awake hours, 4 of them working out. So she gives Gretchen some help with her foundling makeup business she's trying to start up. And her advice is like, don't do it in this economy. Don't spend money.
Don't start a business.
Right now, of all times.
Can you not be a spokesperson for another person's business or something?
Exactly. And she does, Gretchen does pivot to that next season, among other things. Vicky also gives her kids and their friends an on-camera finance seminar where she says your SAT score is less important than your credit score, and they're all just like completely tuned out. And then
Brianna's like, what are you talking about? And then they're all like, can we leave the table? I don't even know if she told them it was going to be like a financial seminar. I think she just thought all the kids were like, oh, she's going to give us like free alcohol or something.
And then
she's like sitting
them.
There talking about their credit scores. And they're like, what? And she's like, this is how long bankruptcy will stay on your credit report. And they're like, huh? Mom. And Brianna's like, Mom, shut up.
Yeah, it's like scared straight.
Yeah, Brianna's like, I have cancer. Yeah. Can you not talk about my credit right now, Mom?
Yeah.
They found not a lump, 1,000 lumps.
Well, here's the thing, though. Okay, so yeah. So,
sorry, Brianna is also... that was a very abrupt right turn.
No, it's like, but here's the thing that I think about that. Brianna has a health scare where she's found, they found thousands of tumors all over her
neck.
And I'm like, oh my God, how horrifying, how scary. Until Vicky says, I went through the same thing when I was a kid. Thousands of tumors all over my neck.
She's like, look at my neck. You can all see the scars of my thousands of tumors. It's just, I don't know if
it's
she's like, I don't know if I gave these tumors to Brianna.
Who
can tell? And I'm like, it's not like her getting your eye color. I don't know.
Maybe it's who knows.
Yeah.
But also, why are they so worried about cancer when Vicky had the same freak thousands of tumors, disease?
Yeah, and that's the other thing that's so weird about this scene, too. I mean, so the scene is Brianna's telling Vicky, her mom, that, mm-hmm. That the doctor found all of these different tumors and they're going to have to do a biopsy to see what's going on. And Brianna's asking her, trying to get information from her mom on what her tumors were or whatever. And, Vicky's just like, you can see the scars. Doesn't really answer anything that could help Brianna medically at this point get answers. God damn it.
Sorry.
Lauren.
Sorry.
She will not stop
burping. Sorry.
No, everything's making you gassy
today.
That's true.
I'm a gassy gal.
Gassy gal.
It's just weird. It's also was this new information to Brianna that her mom had thousands? If my mom was like, oh yeah, when I was a kid, I actually had thousands of tumors in my neck.
Tumors on your neck?
Years.
How long is your neck? Thousands. How did they count them all? How's the doctor count them all?
Yeah, after 100, you would just be
I don't know. I'm like, around, you have thousands. Was it really 5? It's still a lot.
Yeah, it's still a lot of neck tumors.
Thousands is an insane amount of tumors for your neck.
Especially for none of them to be showing. How small?
I know. That's the other thing, too.
And then, up.
And then Vicky's it hits her. And she's like, I almost want to cry. Yeah, I'm almost emotional about this.
Almost. Yeah, it's just crazy that they are both so freaked out waiting for the biopsy results. And I'm like, look, I mean, I guess that is scary, but it's probably just those benign thousands of tumors freak thing that Vicky, we don't have to be this worried. It's probably going to be fine.
But
it's gotta
doesn't,
be this
like,
genetic
in,
thing. But they're another... I don't know, who could say? Maybe it's just a very malignant neck cancer that spontaneously happened.
And you get thousands of these tumors. Thousands of tumors. Your body's I'm going to give you thousands of benign tumors. I mean, maybe that's a thing. I don't know much about tumors.
Well, I had benign cysts growing up as part of my undiagnosed hypermobile EDS.
I've had cysts in my...
But that's in your bones.
Oh,
like,
I had cysts in my ovaries.
Oh, yeah. And then cysts and ovaries are common. But I think tumors are different than cysts, right?
I don't know. Let's ask Brianna and Vicky Brooks.
Let's call them. I'm going to go to the Google.
Oh, I was let's get them on the line.
Let's get them on the line. Yeah. Because I've been Googling cysts quite a bit lately.
You've been Googling what?
Cysts quite a bit lately, so I'm surprised
God,
I didn't find
more?
This in my research. No. No, they're different. Yeah. Tumors are solid masses of tissue.
Can you get thousands of them in your neck?
Benign tumors don't require treatment unless they cause problems.
I just would be like, I don't want to have like several thousand.
That's just too many to not be kind of freaked out.
One too many.
Yeah, like 50 tumors. It's like, okay, that's, you know, covered in thousands of tumors. It's very rare, one of a kind disease. And especially for them not to be showing, that's very unusual. Neurofibromatosis, a rare inherited disorder that results in benign tumors on the nerves and other parts of the body. So that's clearly what's going on.
Inherited.
Why is the doctor said this? Hmm. Why are they like, I don't know, could be cancer.
And is Brianna a nurse? Like, Brianna's a nurse.
Well, look at the road she went down in terms of junk science.
If you guys don't know what Lauren's referring to, you can follow Brianna on Instagram. She doesn't eat seed oils and she sells essential oils, and that's her job.
And that's her job because she's like, I've recovered from being ER nurse. She's turned it around.
She's turned it around and she's like fully cured herself of lupus, which is not a thing you can do. Mm-mm. You can be in remission and you can, get better, but can't. She's just not eating seed oils and she eats beef bowls for breakfast with him.
Yeah.
I know too much about it.
Yeah. Another people I don't trust. Anyone who knows what nightshades are, you have an eating disorder. Sorry.
I know what a nightshade is.
Exactly.
I don't trust eggplants and I don't trust tomatoes.
No.
I don't trust bell peppers.
Junk science eating disorder.
Yeah.
Telltale sign.
If you don't know what nightshades are, get one of Gwyneth Paltrow's several cookbooks. I can't believe I don't own any of them. She talks about nightshades. Like, she made like a book, one of her cookbooks is like nightshade free.
Oh my God.
So there's no nightshades, but a lot of her recipes call for duck eggs.
Nightshade free, the most corrupt thing she's ever done.
There are spreading people that should not be eating nightshades. Like, they can be like, if you have GERD and stuff, they can trigger that.
That's
pretty
the acidicness. It's not the inherently inflammation and bloating that you get. Some, you know, vegetables when you eat, have in seeds.
You know,
it's
when
that
you
acidic.
Eat a tomato, you're like, God damn it, I'm so bloated.
I'm so fat now. I've gained so much weight on my
ultimate diet. I'm going to throw these eggplants out the goddamn window.
Okay. Speaking of
nightshade,
disordered eating, Lynn throws a dinner party.
She throws her face out the window.
Vicky and Simon have a big fight at the dinner party, and Tamara pretends to be the peacemaker, but it really seems like she's kind of like hitting them against each other. Yeah, it's like
she's... because she's the one who's like telling Vicky privately all the shitty things that Simon's doing, and then privately telling Simon all of the ways that Vicky, all of the things that Vicky has said about their marriage. But she's saying things because you're saying things, Tamara, and she's trying to be a good friend to you by giving you marriage advice, which if you need marriage advice, you should be going to Vicky for that.
It's like, it's so clear her machinations looking back. Yeah. And I'm like, were viewers just less seasoned back then? And they like believed kind of whatever plot they were being given on reality TV, like whatever story they were being fed? Or was it like we hadn't advanced as much? I think a reality TV medium.
Well, there wasn't social media. I mean, there was social media, obviously, but I don't think it was like, we didn't have like all of the information all of the time that we do now, like, even like with stuff with like Dumois and like, I don't know.
But still, it's very clear. Just like, I didn't look at any like tabloids about Tamara and Simon's marriage at the time. Like, and this is like, I'm taking out the context even of knowing who Tamara is now. It's like watching it, it's very clear that like, it's possible that Simon is abusive. Like, we've both had abusive boyfriends who like were very manipulative and good at hiding it, and definitely would be good at hiding it on camera. But
yeah.
It's also very clear that Tamara wants to trap him and like put herself, like trap him into saying something mean on camera, and she's not getting what she wanted. And it's very clear she is saying to the camera she wants to get divorced and not mentioning it to him at all. And saying to the camera they've talked about divorce, and he has not heard
that. He has no idea.
Till the end of the season.
Then she does let him in on that whole bit.
Yeah. Yeah, finally she gets what she is looking for. She but tells not at him this party.
Straight up. And then she's like, I just want you guys to get along. And they're like, how can we get along when all you do is talk shit about this person? I'm not going to like this person. Yes. I wouldn't like a person that you were dating if all you ever did was tell me that they were abusive and making your life miserable.
Yeah. And that, like, they, you know, wouldn't allow you to work. And, like, I will
not work. And they're making you eat nightshades. They make you eat nightshades.
Bloating you up so no man will want you because they're so controlling. I will say, like,
all he buys is her eggplants.
I will say he is, like, I do think that he is, like, worried about her cheating on him on camera, and all of the men are kind of controlling and worried about that. Do you think they have a point because Vicky has, like, disrespected Dawn so many times on camera and, like, sat in men's laps and put her finger in their mouths? Or do you think that's, like,
well, and then also, like, that is funny. But also, like, well, they talk about it at the reunion, but then also just, like, because we know, because we've watched a lot of these seasons, that Vicky was, in fact, cheating on Don.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I do think that, like, I don't know.
I'm not going to put it past Tamara to, like, be cheating on Simon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, later she admits. I mean, the things that she's done on camera. I talked to an ex-boyfriend, but we didn't hook up.
We didn't do anything.
It was just an emotional affair because Simon's abusive.
But that is still, I mean, that's still cheating.
Yeah, that's still cheating. So yeah, it's really hard. Only Simon and Tamara and possibly their kids will know the truth about the dynamic of their relationship. Obviously it was contentious. They had a lot of problems. Tamara didn't want to be married anymore, but like what really went on, we only know.
Yeah, we'll never all see the fucking truth.
Yeah. But you know, believe all women except for Tamara. Okay. No, there are no perfect victims. She very well could be. So at the dinner table, things get even worse. Alexis is telling another one of her old Shaggy Dog tales about how she and Jim got married or like fell in love.
Oh my God, Vicky.
I was at the pool and then all the girls were looking at me at the pool. So then I went back because I dropped my bag and I went back and got the bag. And then a bunch of guys were talking to me. And so I put on my shorts and Vicky's like,
It was really long. It was like this monologue she did this last
time.
Yeah, where it's like, wait, so do you want the Red Bull? It's like, get to the part where you meet Jim and not just like, according to Jim, how did you meet?
Yes. Like, even Jim is kind of like, okay, let's speed
you
it
did
up.
What?
Come on, let's get there.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. And she's, oh God, in their little anniversary trip that they take. But
So all the women snap at Vicky because they're just, you know, Tamara's mad at her for, you know,
being alive.
Simon. They're also sat next to each other, Vicky and Simon, for TV. All the men, you know, they again like pop off on Dawn for, you know, not being invited to the trip. And Dawn is like so likable this season, I will say.
I love Dawn.
He is great. This even Andy at the end is like, Dawn is a great guy.
He's just laughing.
He's
guy.
Like, she didn't invite me. You guys are the weird ones. Like he's defending her, like when they're attacking her. Like he's great. And then you know, she's like, okay, well, we're gonna leave because you're treating me like shit and we've got work in the morning.
Yeah.
And then they really get mad at that. They're like, she's like, what? I have to work and Dawn has to work and none of you guys have a job.
You know,
which
you
like,
don't know what I'm talking about.
But yeah. But I mean, you know, they were kind of shitty to her. I really think this was fair game. It's true. It's not even like a character attack. Like they none of them have jobs.
Yeah, none of them had jobs. TV. Like, you know, like Leatherface Lydia, what's her name? I forget her name. Lynn.
But I honestly, I don't count the women do have jobs. The women are housewives. Some of them are spending way beyond their means. The men do not get paid for this and they don't have jobs.
No, they don't even have tequila. That's the other thing. It's like someone's got this tequila thing going on. They never mention the name of the tequila.
Can't take the brand
doesn't even
on
like
camera.
Bring, like you'd think that he would like bring it to like parties and stuff. So they would get some like advertising for it. Nothing.
I think that's part of the reason Tamara wanted to cut ties because it's like I think the Bethany clause, as she calls it, was in order. So it's like if he promotes it on camera, Bravo gets a cut. And it's like, why wouldn't you say yes to that? Like it's worth it. I promise you. Even if they're getting like a 70% cut, so many more people are going to be drinking your stupid tequila.
Yeah, just because it's been on TV. Yeah,
especially in those early days. Like you know, Whispering Rose, Whispering Angel wine.
I haven't had any Housewives alcohol. Like, I've never had, like, a Vanderpump rosé.
I've heard it tastes like acid.
Like, which is fine. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'll drink it.
Yeah,
I'll
you like a wine. Yeah, all wine is the same to me, to be honest. Which is, I don't drink it that much. It all gives me a rash and makes me flush.
Oh, I get that. Like, flush.
Yeah. I don't like it. Flush and diarrhea. Okay, so then, oh my god, Vicky in the limo after this was so funny.
Flush your diarrhea.
So there's, like, she's, like, crying, and Dawn is like, okay, Vicky, like, come on. You fought with Simon, like, all season. Like, right now you're crying? Like, he's a dick to you all the time. You're like, a dick back to him. Like, why is this, this can't be affecting you that much right now? And she's like, it is. And he goes, well, what do you want me to do? And she goes, I want you to kick his ass. Dawn's like, I'm not gonna fight him. What are you?
No, wow, he's like, I'm 55.
So
what are you talking about, Vicky?
Can you imagine, like, turning to Jason?
My newlyweds, Dawn.
Turning to Jason and, like, someone pissed you off at work and you're like, babe, can you kick his ass for me?
Yeah, and then Dead Jason would be like, well, also, like, you're remote and everyone on your team is, like, in a completely different part of the country. We're not even in the same time zone. So,
care.
No. Can you cyber bully this guy?
Create a Finsta, create an alt.
Yeah, create a Finsta, create a subreddit, a snark page for my coworker. Thank you.
Oh my god, that
that's my love
so
language.
Iconic.
That's my love language.
To create a sub when for like someone with no social media, page. Like 300 Instagram followers. It's like a two-person sub. They're like, look at what they posted today.
look at this email.
Oh,
that's
man.
How you do it, ladies.
I want to do it now. That's so good. Sweet revenge. Okay, so we get the cast trip. They take the Sprinter bus to San Francisco. Brianna meets up with all the ladies at lunch. And all the women go nuts on Vicky in front of Brianna, like Michelle talked about. And Vicky leaves the table, and they continue to talk shit about Vicky in front of
they
Brianna
do.
While she's
and,
gone.
Like, Brianna's just trying to drink her Bloody Mary and, like, have fun with a girl. She was invited to go to San Francisco, and they're just like, we hate your mother.
And she's like, oh, she's trying. Like, she's very,
yeah,
like,
I mean, I'm sorry.
She's so, like, level-headed. Then Vicky finally comes back, and, you know, Tamara's especially hurt that. Vicky's especially heard that Tamara is taking Alexis's side when she just met her. Don't you dare pit her against me. And so then, like, everybody calms down and Alexis is like, I know what I want to do. I want to say a prayer for Brianna. And it is the most batshit prayer I've ever heard, where it's like, dear God, you who have sunk the locusts on the promised land, you who have saved the Pharaoh, you who made the lion and the lamb.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what? And then she's
this
like,
this woman has never prayed.
And she's like, oh, please do not kill Brianna. Do not take her. She has so much time left. I know it's in your power to kill her, but do not. And everyone's like,
do not
so much
do
worse.
It. And yeah, just let the girl drink her Bloody Mary. She's got thousands of tumors, you guys. This is a lot of stuff happening
down.
To this child.
Alexis is so funny. It's like, the reason she's a magical housewife is because she has all of, like, the smug self-righteousness and thinking she's smart of Bethany, but the brain of Kelly Bensimone.
Yeah,
and it's like,
she doesn't know what's happening.
No, but she thinks she is on top of it and looking like a genius.
Yeah, she's like, my marriage looks so healthy.
Yes.
My kids look like they are so happy.
Look so healthy.
They look normal. The only thing that needs tweaked are these boobies, ladies. She gets new boobs.
Yeah.
And twins.
So we get back from San Francisco and they finally are about to get the biopsy results. Vicky says to Brianna, I'm awake all night when you work the night shift. At 4 a.m., I say, great, we only have 3 more hours. And then at 5 a.m., I say, great, 2 hours to go. And Brianna goes,
what?
Me? And Vicky goes, we're connected by the soul. I love her. Anyway, the biopsy surprise is negative.
Tonight.
It's just the thousands of neck tumors thing that Vicky had. And she is okay. Tamara and Vicky go for a walk and try to mend their friendship while screaming at each other while Tamara pushes her child Sydney in a stroller.
And that's the last time we'll ever see from little Sydney.
Yep, gone forever. But not forgotten. And we'll get into a certain
definitely not forgotten because Tamron will never shut up about that.
Yep, yep. Even
just
though
the
that's
problem. That's why Sydney won't fucking talk
that's
to
why
him.
Sydney won't talk to her. We'll get into it in season 11. So anyway, but so they're on the rocks, but things are looking up for their friendship later in the season and not looking good for Simon or Tamra's daughter. Stay tuned. Yeah. The movie wasn't enough. I need a reality show. No. Okay. So Lynn Curtin is a famously divisive housewife, tearing our friendship apart. Just like her story arc in this part of the season really captured something that's happening in America, this podcast is really capturing something that happens with Lynn Curtin. Some people hate her because she was so irresponsible, such a bad mom, et cetera, et cetera. But some people also think she is camp and funny. And, you know,
she's the cilantro of housewives. You love her or you hate her. There's no in between.
Exactly.
You can't just have some of it and be like, it's fine. Like, you can't have it at all, or you got to have it. You got to have it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, she's not like on my top 10 or anything, but she makes me laugh. And I don't think she makes
Michelle
laugh.
She tastes like soap.
Exactly. So after throwing her second huge expensive on-camera party, the next day an eviction notice is delivered to Lynn's very hungover teenage daughters on camera rental house.
Yeah. They're like, there's like people at the house saying we don't live here.
It's so sad. They hate that it's on camera. Like one is covering up the blanket. The other is like flipping the birds so that they'll be in front of their face. So they'll be blurred out. The cameras are, they've clearly asked the cameras to leave and they're not.
Yeah.
And it's, but Bravo was really excited to capture this because it does give like such a historical context to the season. Is it irresponsible for these girls to be on camera ever, much less at the most humiliating part of their lives? Yes. But it is like, you know, that's kind of what Lynn is remembered as because her family is such a good example of what was happening all over after the effects of the global financial crisis. So Lynn is super mad at her husband about this because apparently he defaulted on a $10,000 security loan and didn't tell her. And she's acting like the victim. He lied to her. She's so mad. And none of the other housewives are really buying it. They're like, well, Lynn is like very checked out. Like she doesn't parent. She doesn't, you know, the money should have been in their bank account. She has to know how much is in their bank account. And if there wasn't 10K, that's something she should be aware of because she goes to San Francisco and spends $14,000 on a leather jacket afterwards. It's real. It's some Jen Padronti shit. I did a little research. Oh, turns out
behind the Lynn Curtin is this.
Behind the Lynn Curtin. That's so good, Michelle. Behind the Lynn Curtin. So she was pretending to be very shocked, very upset. And like a lot of people felt bad for her, that her husband betrayed her and lied and kept her in the dark. This was their third eviction that year.
So how did they ever get approved to rent another home?
Because I think that it was such a bad market, right? Like, you know, Vicky was probably getting anyone she could in her rental, you know? So it's like they just wanted the money. And especially crazy that they couldn't pay that 10K loan because, the housewives made 150K that year. Like, all of that money went to their spending.
The facelift and the nose job.
That's where the 10K really went, is it went straight to the facelift and nose job mother-daughter combo.
Yeah.
Also, they had a warrant out for their arrest that whole season, and they had defaulted on they had a lawsuit for $1.2 million owed. So Lynn was not as innocent as she seemed. Mm-mm. I learned this all, by the way, from the Orange County Register, which is an underrated tabloid if you want to know about old Orange County gossip. Also, after they were evicted and moved, she moves into her mom's house with the girls, and Frank moves into a friggin' spa resort. They had like no furniture in this house, right? It was so clear they were renting it. She stole all of the furniture that was there. $5,000 worth of furniture. Destroyed the tub. Destroyed the carpets. Like, it's clearly, I feel like,
what'd she
drug
do?
And alcohol abuse. I think that, like, I think they were maybe Xanax addicts.
Yeah. Like, Andy kind of asks, well, he does ask her about it at the reunion if she takes pills.
Yeah. And it's like, she pretends, you know, she laughs and like, oh yeah, me on the bong, smoking the bong all day. And she's probably in denial because it's like, no, I just take the pain pills from the surgeries I get every 2 months, you know?
Mix it with alcohol.
And mix it with alcohol, you know, like
and that, credit card
like
debt.
Yeah. Oh, y'all, they also punched a bunch of holes in the walls.
What is happening in this house of horrors?
I know. There was something else awful. Oh, yeah. So she claimed that the only reason the landlord wanted that $10,000 deposit and was charging so much was because the landlord was jealous of Lynn's plastic surgery. Which I am. She did look great. To Frank's credit, they are accomplices in their terrible parenting and spending. Mm-hmm. But Frank is willing. I think he does love Lynn. Like he takes full responsibility on camera. He totally takes the fall. Doesn't mention the other evictions. Was like, I lied to her. She didn't know about any of this. I lied to you guys. Apologizes to the daughters. Apologizes to Andy. Mm-hmm. He really, I think, wanted to stay married to her. But in 2 years, she filed for divorce, and then he disappeared off the face of the earth. I think their divorce is like. No, I think it closed in, like, 2020. But she couldn't find him. So they were just still married for, like, 8 years while he was, like, you know, nowhere land, undercover.
My God.
I know. It's a very dark story. It's very, reminds me a lot of the show, the short-lived reality show we talked about at the beginning, Pretty Wild.
Oh, God, because, yeah, there's a lot of, well, obviously, addiction issues with that. If you don't know what Pretty Wild is, maybe get some culture. I've said it before. Maybe get some culture. Get out of those museums, girls. And
yes, true culture.
Try to torrent this short-lived e-reality show.
So, yeah, as we mentioned, Tamara is still hard at work pushing her My Marriage is Over storyline uphill with no help from Simon, who still enjoys being married to her.
Yeah.
It's like, it really reminds me of, like, you know, a woman who is, like, trying to talk, like, her, you know, mistress, her, like, you know, the guy she's cheating with into killing her husband, but like the guy she's cheating with is the camera, so like they get into fights and Simon's like, well, I don't know about that, and Tamara looks at the camera and goes, do you see, like, it's so over the top.
He wants me to live in a condo.
Yeah, we have
with
to
these
kill
kids
him.
Yeah, he wants me to live in a condo with the stripper as a roommate. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. And she doesn't. So there's a lot more of, like, conversations this season of, you know, her being like, aren't we just like Frank and Lynn, where, like, we talk about divorce all the time? And Frank's like,
he's like, what?
Simon's like, no, we've never
Simon's
said
like,
that.
No, we never have. Yeah.
And this is also where we see Tamara's signature move of, like, pretending to empathize with her scene partner, but actually making it about her own storyline. Mm. This is pulling a Tamara, classic Tamara. So, you know, Lynn is like, I just, you know, this feels like a near death, you know, like I can't trust him anymore. And then Tamara, her voice wavering, eyes watering. You and me are the same. And does it feel like you're the only brave one holding it all together? Clearly talking about herself, like pivoting into, she's just, you know, she's just,
she's so good.
Work,
she's like
the master.
Why does he, what, Frank wants you to live in a condo?
Exactly. Yeah, she's like, oh, and it doesn't feel like, you know, even though you have four daughters, you have no choice but to leave him. And
an 18
like,
years old,
four daughters,
18 years old is too young to move out of the house.
He's like, what are you talking about? It's so good. That's Tamara.
That's so Tamara. My favorite Disney show.
My favorite, yes.
Starring Raven Simone.
Yep. She has visions of how to get more screen time. She sees her future.
Five more seasons.
On camera a
Five
lot.
More seasons.
Finally, before the finale party, Tamara finally gets the footage she wants of Simon. He's being a prick. You know, she put on like a really short skirt and he's like, are you sure you want to wear a short,
you need,
a skirt?
Yeah, you're your wife and you're not, you know, you're married. And
yeah, he's
but,
being a
she's
dick.
She's always fucking dressed like that.
I know. It's weird that he even cares. Like, I mean,
There was that one scene last season, or yeah, was it last season or the season before, where she's like wearing lingerie for him before they go to dinner, and you know,
yeah, and
has all these
camera.
Sex toys. Yeah.
I mean, I think he's just really afraid, like, she's going to flirt with someone else on camera, like Vicky has, or that she's cheating on him, which maybe, but still,
yeah,
it's like,
was.
The fact that he's not the right guy for her if he's not okay with her taking her tits out all the time.
She's a wild horse. She can't be tamed.
You got to let her run. She's a Mustang, you know, and I think he didn't, I think he wanted, like, I don't think he wanted a housewife, but he wanted like a mother, like someone who really would just cared about being a mom,
their children,
like, and their family. Yeah. And Tamara, that's just, I'm sorry. That's not her, babe. Eddie accepts her, you know,
she's a starlet. She's got to be on screen.
You got to let her run. And so, Tamara, is literally looking in the camera being like, what an asshole. Like flicking him off.
Yeah, now do her monologue that she gives to Simon.
Okay, this monologue is so good that Cam, who is an Orange Housewives hater, he was saying like the last line of it like all day. In the car, like he is really falling into really sounding controlling. Maybe
he's
this
sounding
is the
like
true
an
Simon,
asshole, like,
or maybe
her.
Maybe it's the true Simon, or maybe he's like not. He's wanting to hide their dirty laundry, so he's. But either way, he looks like an asshole here. He's like, you know, Vicky's always telling you you want to be. She wants you to be a strong, independent woman. You know what that really means. And Tara's like, yes, and she's like, yeah, that's what you want. You don't accept me. Da, 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 da. And then. She's like, name one example. And then this is when she really loses control of the storyline, when he says, it's just that you're bailing on the kids so much. Like, we were supposed to on Friday, like, all go bowling, and you bailed because you wanted to do, like, you know, an on-camera girls thing. And that's when she loses it. She's like, how dare you? How dare you? I am a great money every day of mother, every day of the week. You are vile. You are vile and nasty. And then, I want a divorce. Fuck you. Kim kept walking around saying, why did she? She's normal. And then she's like, I want a divorce. Fuck you.
If I want a divorce, fuck you.
And like,
they're in a limo.
Like a mafioso. Like, they're in a limo this whole conversation, by the way.
Famous scene. Famous last words.
Simon is completely shell shocked and like not processing.
As he should be.
Yeah. It like seemingly came out of nowhere, but she had been wanting to launch it. All season.
She's been doing a soft launch.
A soft launch. And this was the hard launch because he was not picking up on the soft launch because she was telling him other things.
But I do feel like a divorce is something that, like, you know, great that she brought it up on screen, but like, you should at least prep the guy, be like, I've hired attorneys. Like, you know, maybe we need to do a legal separation. Like, none of that works.
Especially that she made the choice, you know, at the beginning of the summer. And didn't tell him until the end of the summer because she understands the timing of episodes and that this would be perfect.
And to do this before the finale, like parties. Like,
she gets She's really learning. It reminds me of like the Velvet Underground. Like when you listen to them now, you're like, oh, you know, it sounds kind of like I still love them, but it's like, oh, other songs, like songs that other bands have done better. I know. I also like glam rock. You don't know this about me, but I like two things.
Three things, because you like Countess Luann.
And I like Countess Luann. I love her music. So yeah, it reminds me of that, where it's like, or like Joy Division, where it's like, oh, like there are other bands that did new wave like a lot more sophisticated and better. That's like the reality TV we see now. But it's like, you have to realize that this band started it. And it's like, it was clunky at first. That's because
this is like
it was
the first
it out.
Thing.
She's a pioneer, you know. At the party, Simon keeps trying to hug her and be like, "Okay, like let's never like talk about that again, okay?" Like
and she's like, "No, she's let's like, talk no. about it with attorneys present. You cheap motherfucker who has no money anymore because of your tequila. We don't have any money."
I do think she's right to be pissed off that he quit his job to start his tequila company.
Yeah, and she's also right to bring up all of her things that she's pissed off about and threatened divorce on camera without ever telling him how she feels.
She's right for that in a different way, and that I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I think it's a heinous thing to do.
Yes. Terrible way to treat someone.
Wow. He's like the father, like, you know, divorce happens. He's like, fathered your kids.
Yeah.
You know?
And like really drag his name through the mud, like treated you, especially if you share a family with them. It's like,
yeah,
to do that. It's like, it's kind of beyond the pale. But yeah, that's the kind of stick-to-itiveness that we needed. It's like Steve Jobs, horrible person, pioneer.
Who?
Steve Jobs.
Why did you just call him that? His name.
I've been listening to too much Alexis.
It's Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
God damn it, Lauren. You've been so far away. You haven't had an iPhone for so long. I hate you. I hate what Cam has done to you.
Alexis got in my brain.
I'm
with all her
now
Bible
Vicky. And Cam is Simon. And he's ruining your life.
I used to be a strong, independent iPhone user. And now he's controlling me by talking me into going to Droid.
Steve Jobs, not Steve Jobs. Who the fuck is that guy? He probably makes the Android, that piece of shit. Why are you crying?
I miss iPhone. No, I stuck my finger in my eye and I had onion on it earlier.
Why?
Because I was eating onion.
What are you doing over there?
I think it was last night I had onion. But
wait,
like,
you
I washed
stuck
my
a
hands
finger in your eye
that.
Right now?
Well, I was like, I accidentally touched my eye and then now it hurts. So I think it's onion residue.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so crazy.
We're together. Okay. So let's get into Gretchen really quick.
Oh my God. I forgot she was there. Oh yeah. Her and Slade.
She just sucks. This is like the beginning of the end for Gretchen. She sucks the rest of these episodes because she's not like good at the fight.
She's defending
Slade.
She needs
Slade to defend her, but
Slade.
Everyone's so mad at her because she brought him back like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Like it was like, you know, it's like everybody
Why
thought
did you
Beetlejuice
summon
was
this
gone.
Man?
Yes, you summoned him, and now he's going to plague us forever. And also, he's going to take you as his bride, and you're stuck with Beetlejuice. But it's
worth it.
Yeah,
we have
her.
another movie coming out.
Exactly.
I'm not seeing it in theaters, or don't ask me.
Hell
I'm
no. Not,
I like I'm Michael still, Keaton. I don't trust still, this new girl that's running around either. That's in that show, Wednesday or whatever. I don't trust this new girl.
I know. Why couldn't Winona Ryder play Lydia at the same age? She looks the same. Sorry.
I'm sorry. She looks the same. And I don't trust this new girl.
Okay. Yeah, me neither. You know what it tells me? That the advertisers, the people who made the money, they're catering to the TikTok generation. They're catering to Gen Z.
I don't trust her. Number one, she looks like she doesn't take an antidepressant, but the image she's selling is that she's only taking antidepressants.
That's true.
She's selling me an image and I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it, bitch.
Well, she has been like a child star since youth, and she was in that show with a real pedophile, Chris D'Elia, where he pretended to be a pedophile molesting her. Cut this too, maybe. But
Lauren,
She's been through some
shit. Okay, fine. I trust her.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not seeing the movie.
But I don't trust Slade. Speaking of Beetlejuice, at the finale party, Gretchen and Slade enter as bride and groom for no reason.
And it's they like, still have like, never been married.
It's like, what the fuck? Lori is there. We retread this boring ass storyline about how Slade and Lori dated. Slade says they didn't. Gretchen believes him. I'm so tired of this.
Also, the problem is too that Slade had told Gretchen that he had never like had sex with.
But it's like, why
Lori?
Not? Why does he keep doing that? Because he knows there will be that too. I mean, I hate that the man is reproduced again, but like, I hate that, and I hate how much we hear about them having sex for the next three seasons. But, like, I hate that he's intentionally telling Gretchen that so that he can get in a fight with Lori at the finale. Part.
Yeah.
And he did the
it's
same
so
thing with
stupid.
Joe. It's like,
well,
who cares?
Yeah.
I don't want to see this fight again. You're boring.
You want to be on TV. You
he
are
wants
on
to be
TV.
A housewife.
You got what you wanted, but you should still, like, you know, get a job and pay child support, please.
Exactly.
And stop having so much sex with Gretchen. By the way, I think people who talk about having sex a little
they don't have
actually
that much.
Not having sex
exactly.
all of the time.
Exactly. Unless they're, like, real nerds about sex, you know, like
those
where they're
two.
Like, but they're not. Yeah, they're very vanilla, and I think it's just because that's the only way they know what humor is.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, humor is penis and vagina.
No,
that's
and like
humor.
Slade probably has to call Gretchen like Gretchen Christine during sex because that's like her brand.
Yeah. And then she's got to be like, you're the sixth housewife. You're the sixth housewife. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'll give you an orange, baby. Here's my orange.
I actually
calls her vagina her orange.
Her orange. And they probably still do that 10 years later off the show.
Yeah. And it probably is orange. It's spray tanned.
Yeah. Okay, so I have to read this whole chunk from the reunion, which is a great reunion. Andy destroys Slade. I just have to read it. It's so satisfying. Okay, so he's like, Slade, everyone still thinks you're a disgusting fame whore. and Gretchen and Slade are like, well, actually, if he didn't even want to do the show, the network forced him. And Slade is like, I actually started dating Gretchen when we thought she wasn't going to get asked back for her second season after Jeff died. And Andy goes, oh, so it must be immediately after Jeff died that you started dating. And Slade goes, no, it was 7 months later. And Andy goes, well, that doesn't add up. We made her the offer right after the reunion. In fact, it was 5 months after we started shooting again. So which one was it? And he's like, well, Slade is like all flummoxed. He's like, well, you should remember that after the second season of the show, I made the decision to leave. And Andy goes, actually, Joe wasn't on the next season, so there is no reason we would have you on the show. And there's a long pause. So I miss this Andy. Oh, he was such a ball buster.
I know. Or when you know, when he's also talking about Lynn, like, so is it pills? It was probably pills. Yes, he absolutely destroys Slade, but that doesn't stop Slade and Gretchen.
That's true.
They are the most unstoppable people.
And also, what really is disgusting in this reunion, it makes me sick, is that all of the husbands come from my queen, Vicky, just because she rightfully said that they are all losers leeching off their wives.
No money.
And
I'm
then
yawning.
This was the thing I didn't like reunions back then. Like, they were too Wild West. Like, these days, all of the house husbands would not gang up on a housewife. Andy would not allow that to happen. Like,
I know.
Hello, you guys aren't even on the payroll. Sit the fuck down. This is Vicky.
Well, I think they actually are on the payroll whenever
they
you
are
get a
now.
Confession.
But they're not. But, yeah.
I think even then, I think maybe they were, because I did see or read a thing. Like, anytime someone's getting a confessional, they're getting paid. They have to be or something.
Not in the early seasons. None of the kids got paid at all. I this might be when they crossed over to paying.
If the kids were under the age of 18, that money probably went to their parents.
No, they didn't get paid, and the husbands didn't get paid for the early seasons.
Damn it.
That's part of why the Kios like stopped wanting to be on camera. Andy also, he's very sympathetic to Tammy. He's always been a huge Tammy fan. Like, he's like, oh, you and Simon divorced. Like, it's because he was abusive, right? And Tamara's like, yes, Andy, he was. And she's like, someone's like, wait, she was emailing another guy. And then Tamara's like, all we did was email and we didn't cheat. And Andy's like,
cheat on him,
I bet it's because of your marriage, right? Like, Andy's so proud of her that she got asked for
and she did
on
this
camera. It's just like, I love
you. He's like,
you've
set the standard. This is the real gold standard, okay? All those like weird guys that I dated in college that were like, we need to go back to the gold standard.
Oh my God. Were they drug dealers? I don't trust them.
No, they were just like, ugh. It was just one. It was this guy, Stephen Sheftall. He wasn't a drug dealer, but he was a libertarian. So
a libertarian. Yeah. Yeah.
He voted for Ron Paul, and I was like, this is the final.
That's a bridge too far.
But then he went and he closed all of his bank accounts and like moved off the grid.
Wow. There's like two kinds of libertarians. There's ones that are like legitimately, well, they're both men types.
They're both men. There's never been a female
libertarian. There's never
libertarian
ever. Or candidate. There's like, you know, like the undiagnosed, you know, class C personality disorder types, genuinely unhinged. And then there's men
RFK
who are secretly
Jr.
RFK types. And there's men who are secretly conservative, but they still want to get pussy. So they pretend like, I'm socially liberal, actually.
I'm socially liberal.
Be able to get an abortion from me.
I agree with abortion.
Yeah. Now let me fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, let me fuck you. But I'm really going to like fuck you.
I have to do one more Andy quote. Sarah from Long Island wants to know, Slade, you started Joe's failed music career and now you're managing Gretchen's music career with the same producer. Is this your MO?
Yeah. Also, that is a really funny thing that Gretchen was like, she's, I guess, thought she made like a really great business deal by getting this like catalog from this producer. And part of the catalog includes like Joe's music. And then Andy's like, does Joe know that you own the rights to her music? And she's like, well, I guess she's going to find out now. But anytime any of those songs are played or like they're on a ringtone, like I get a cut of that. It's like, so you never get any money.
She's just, exactly. No one has ever listened to Joe's
songs. No one's ever listened to Joe's music or Gretchen Christine's music.
Well, Gretchen Christine, they punish the whole cast and make them listen to 30 seconds of the song. And it's like the most brutal thing I've ever seen in a reunion.
For Jeff or did for Jeff.
Again, it's like the Wild West. They would never do that to them now. They would never do that to their treasure house. Oh my God.
But actually, that one reunion for Atlanta last season, or who's the girl that sang in front to her? Ex-husband or boyfriend, you know what I'm talking about? We watched the clip of it on Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yes, yes, yes. She like sang the song, like that was very funny.
That was good, but that's different. That's like a performance. Like Candace, Candace performed on Potomac because Nicki Minaj made her. Like an on the spot performance is funny, but like listening to like the whole auto tune thing, no, don't do that. Andy actually asks the housewife for the theme or bumper sticker of the show. There's some lame ones, but I think the best one is from Tamra. I'm a free bitch. I would think that was the theme. Or like the global recession has devastated us.
It's everybody's lives are being upended by a global recession.
Yeah, pretty much. I do think this is like the most, if they were going to teach about reality TV in classrooms, this would be like the season that they would turn to. It has the most like context, yet is still entertaining of any. Because like, even the moment of the eviction, it's like you said with Jen, we didn't get that. We wouldn't get that now.
Yeah,
like you know, we get ring camera footage of Shannon almost running over a 22-year-old, and we get ring camera footage of the cops invading Jen Shaw's house. But being letting the camera people in the home for the eviction, that was a rare moment.
That was so
crazy. The sign of the time. Yeah. Vicky says she's done with the show. The fun is gone. Andy wants reassurance. She will be back, as do we. Thank God she does. She comes back for more, but just goes back to being the spiteful little angel we know and love. She's not going to take all this shit anymore. She's going to fight back next
season. She's a dirty dog.
She's a dirty dog. That's why we love her, though. Yeah, she'll be back, and so will we for season 6 next week. What grade would you give this season overall, Michelle?
Overall, you know, just because we ended so strong, I think I'm going to give it an A-.
I would give it an A. I really...
Just because of, like, Tamra coming back with the, like, I want a divorce.
It's so... I loved this season. I thought everyone was really funny. There wasn't a ton of conflict, but
I to have the minus for Lynn.
Lynn is your minus. Mm-hmm. I get it. She's your cilantro.
No, and it is true also, like, the way that Andy asks Lynn about, like, so do you think you're a good parent? So you think you're a good mom? She's like,
and everyone goes around and they're like, do you guys think you're
a good parent?
And everyone's like no, she's no a bad mom.
Yeah, they're like, no. And then it's like, all right, we'll be right back.
I missed Andy.
We're a party of the reunion. We're back. Yeah. Like, all right.
Oh, yeah. This is the first part 2 on OC we've watched. So that's exciting. Rocking and rolling. I think it's almost an A+ for me. 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. All right, we end Certified fresh, baby. We end every episode with an oral exam. That is a 60-second essay on a pop culture topic of your choice. Michelle, are you ready for your oral exam?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Michelle Baber's oral exam. Her time starts now.
In this essay, I will prove, once again, Ben Affleck, boy, what are you doing? Boy, why are you doing it like this? So as I told you last night, or I didn't tell you, I just sent you a text of an article. Ben Affleck is dating a Kennedy, but not just any Kennedy. He's not dating John F. Kennedy.
Despite what QAnon may tell you.
He is, in fact, not dating the ghost of John F. Kennedy. He's dating somebody named Kit who is RFK Jr.'s daughter, 35-year-old daughter, who I don't think has a job, but is kicking it with Ben Affleck. And it's like, your wife just filed for divorce. I know that you've been separated since like April, but he's been like rolling around town with Kit Kennedy since, I don't know, May. I just think he's gross and it's weird. And it's RFK Jr.'s daughter, so it's even worse. Make a good decision, Ben. This is worse than your back tattoo, your phoenix from rising from the ashes.
He's like, he is so self-destructive. Like, he's like, so destructive. He's like, oh, I was too much in the limelight with Jennifer Lopez, so now I want to go with the former third party candidate's daughter, whose wife is finally being bullied for what a lunatic he is too. Now I want to marry into that family.
Yeah, like, and it's like, are you doing? Do you just want to be with like a famous New Englander? Is that what you've wanted your entire life or something?
I think he wants enough money. I mean, also, I really think he wants to be rich enough to have enough security to insulate himself from ever like having to deal with the public again. I think that is the fantasy. Oh, also, Du posted.
But
that
I actually think
they've
that
been together
he likes
since
it.
They've been together since May. Du posted that. Our friend Dumois.
Yeah, that's what I said. They posted. Yeah, our friend Dumois. She's been on the podcast. Oh, but no. He says that he doesn't like it.
But he likes it too. He likes like he'll he
I,
starts
you know,
it all. It's addiction.
I don't think that. I don't think he likes it when somebody has
more
than him.
Fame. Yeah.
And
yeah.
J-Lo is always going to have way more press. I mean, she's open about it, but he pretends to not like it. Like Jennifer Garner was getting paparazzi, but like Ben was always like the bigger star. Like when he dated
Ana
de Armas. You don't think that he was fucking calling the paparazzi single day of COVID and making her take pictures of her fake laughing?
And
he's never been
trash.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's
and now he's
very
out with
person.
You know an unvaccinated woman. You're disgusting, Ben.
Yeah, an unvaccinated.
I don't know
woman.
If
exposing
Kit
your
Kennedy,
children to her.
I don't know if Kit Kennedy is unvaccinated. That's alleged. Her father is famous for talking about how people shouldn't be vaccinated.
Here's what I do know about her.
Famous
I bet she knows
Kit?
About nightshades.
She doesn't eat nightshades.
She does not eat nightshades. They
don't have
them
in Martha's Vineyard where she lives. They don't grow there.
Yeah. Well, that was strong. We continue our enemy of the pod, Ben Affleck campaign. Or up, as
he
the kids say.
Popping up on my page 6.
Yeah. And we're rooting for the Jens. You know, we're always rooting for the Jens.
Not the Kicks.
Not the Kicks. Ugh, Kicks. Yeah, it's like, what part is more fucked up?
Why is her name
Kick?
Oh, apparently there's already, that's like a family name too. There's like 30 Kicks. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird because when I tried Googling this person, you like see like black and white like photos of like dead Kick Kennedys. Like it's, oh, and she has a daughter named Kick Kennedy Jr. But she's not even a junior because there's like 20 before. It's too much going on.
Yeah, that's I just don't even know where to start with how strange it all is, you know. Okay. All right. I'm kind of torn between two, but I'll choose one. Okay. In this essay, I will prove that even though, like I said, I only like two genres of music, glam rock and new wave, and I'm really busy listening to drag queen podcasts and Bravo podcasts all the time. So probably I will never listen to Chappell Roan's music or know if it's Chappell or Chappell Roan, even though everyone tells me I would like it. She has made a fan for life out of me because she is at the perfect intersection of new fame hitting crazy, really big all of a sudden to not be media coached by her like PR team to like, no, definitely let fans, you know, be insane. Definitely like let them, you know, be entitled and definitely let them be cruel and like tell them to bully other. They like that. And that's what makes money. She is fresh, real, new enough. They haven't gotten to her yet. They haven't told her there's money in insanity, or they did and she doesn't care yet. She hasn't sold her soul. And she's telling people over and over again, I don't owe you shit. Calm down. You are unhinged. And I love that. Everyone hear that, please. Sorry. I know I'm always scolding people, but everybody needs to chill out.
No, but I think my daughter's in the trying to knock on the door.
It's a good lesson for her. Don't accost Bluey if you ever see him in person. He might not like it.
Bluey's a girl.
She might not like it.
Don't misgender Bluey. Sorry. And now we said it.
Sorry, now we said it. Cut that part.
You know who wouldn't? You know who wouldn't misgender Bluey? Chapel Roan's fans.
You're so right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck for sure.
Ben Affleck for sure. He's never watched an episode of Bluey.
No.
And he's got like 12 kids.
So. Yeah. And now he's going to be a stepfather to who knows how many Kennedys.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's like guys who have all these marriages, it's like you have so many stepkids. Do you just like, do you still
It is weird that like Jennifer Lopez's kids and Ben Affleck's kids are very, very close. And they're apparently like her children or his children were very close to J-Lo too. It's weird.
It's giving Lala and Rand's ex-wives.
Yeah. Yeah.
More powerful together. Girl power. Kid power.
Right, I gotta go. My daughter's.
All right.
She wants macaroni.
Bye. We love you guys. Follow us. TikTok. Bravo_breakdown. Same on IG. And if you're watching on YouTube, as always, I will show you my boobs. These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo. Breakdown.